Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
That was President Reagan asking voters in 1980 if they'd had enough after 4 years of Jimmy Carter. And the American people said, yes, we've had enough. And they voted in Ronald Reagan. Now, he asked, were you better off than you were 4 years ago? The question we face at these midterms in 2018 is the question, are we better off? Are you personally better off? Are we as a country better off than we were just 2 years ago? And incredibly, amazingly, the answer is overwhelmingly yes, because look at the unemployment. Look at the job situation. Now they're saying we got 1 million more jobs available than we have people looking for jobs. Now, it's incredible. Have you ever heard of that in your lifetime? The economy is cooking. Listen to this week's show, because we are asking that question. Are you better off now than you were 2 years ago across this country? Does that mean everything is perfect? Obviously, no. But does that mean there's hope and things are getting better and people have more job offers and there's job opportunities out there? Think about the young people in college, those who for the last 20 years, it seems like, that you're afraid to graduate because the job fairs just did not offer a lot of good prospects. And now there's so many offers coming out for people who are seniors in college. People are ready to get out and start earning money. And it has not been that way. Somebody please let the young people understand. It's not been like this in decades, when there's more jobs out there and people are competing for your employment. It is actually a wonderful time to live in America. That's why so many people are trying to get in. And you say, well, we need the workers. What we have is so many people, the worker participation numbers still lower than they need to be. We need more Americans who've dropped out of the workforce. They're not counted on unemployment numbers. They need to come back in. This opioid crisis, the people who are on the sidelines, let's get them rehabilitated. Let's get them ready to work. If we have prison reform and the people who are coming out of prison, they have job opportunities they did not have just a couple years ago. Listen, America, are you better off now than you were 2 years ago? Well, we're going to continue to ask that question and look at the midterm elections in the House and the Senate and in the governor races. And you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. I'm your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. And listen, we had a show last week about why more and more African Americans are voting Republican. Kanye talked about having an invisible wall. Before we get into this week's show, let me give you a poem, an original poem. We've done that from time to time here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Long-term listeners know that. It's been a while because just hadn't had much to write about. But Kanye gave some material, so here we go. This is you are the first ones to ever hear this. It's titled "Hey Yay, Kanye," about a midterm elections. This is a poem for the midterm elections 2018. "Hey Yay, Kanye, like a bottle opener you pop, you stop to vote, you drop a quote and drive liberals crazy nonstop. With your red ad home, you're like Superman in a cape. You motivate, you activate, invisible walls you penetrate. Hey, yay, Kanye, free thinking is freedom unpacked. And your freedom unpacked is Kanye's love attack. Your story, all the chains of history cannot stop. Invisible walls are ready to fall like a Jericho prop. Hey, yay, Kanye, to the voting booth all shall come. And in this election, yay shall vote Republican. Okay, well, that is an original you won't hear anywhere else but right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And we are glad you're listening to us. Yes, there's new listeners coming on board. We've gotten comments from across the country. And I just have to tell you, the comments last week we had the United States for the United States Senate seat in Maryland, we had Tony Campbell on, African American, who's running as a Republican. And people say, hey, he doesn't have a chance. He has a chance. He's working hard. And if people will listen to his common sense approach, if you just had, like I said, the Democratic Party expects 90% participation from African Americans to vote Democrat. Just think of half of the voters there in Baltimore, if they looked at Kanye West and say, if he can stand up for the president, then we can stand up for Tony Campbell. Just think what would happen. It would be an earthquake in the state of Maryland. So tell your friends in the state of Maryland about that. And our listeners there, listen, put out that Hey Yay Kanye poem and see if Kanye West fans can be a free thinker like he is. And just look at Tony Campbell and what he represents, a far superior candidate for United States Senate. And the people of Maryland be far better off with him in the Senate seat. He's running against Ben Cardin, and the guy's been there since the 60s. I mean, you talk about fossils and draining a swamp. We need to drain that swamp in the state of Maryland. So get out and see what you can do for Tony Campbell, United States Senate candidate, right there in the state of Maryland. And talk about draining a swamp. We had a clip last week from John James running for African-American, running as a Republican in the state of Michigan. His opponent's been there for, again, it seems like decades. Debbie Stabenow, and it's time to let the dinosaur go home. It's time for some fresh, new, bold thinking. Where else in the world, other than Detroit, do the people know there needs to be a change? And you talk about make America great again. The people of Detroit know. What my dad, right after World War II, moved up from Mississippi to work in the factories in Michigan, there in the car industry, because that's where it was happening. They needed workers from all over. And he was up there for just a year or two and came back to Mississippi. But he was up there because it was attracting workers from around the country. It was the place to be. Detroit was growing. It was dominating in the economy because it made America and the world run. And it's sad looking at the pictures. I've never been throughout the depleted neighborhoods of Detroit. I've only been in the airport there, but I listen to people who grew up there know it. I had a friend that he's passed away now, but a black man that was telling me about he was there in the riots, and when you know, they shut down the city of the riots right after Dr. King was killed and assassinated, and he said he basically, you know, he didn't know it at the time. He said he got, they put in a curfew. He got caught, and a couple of others, and they had a curfew, and you couldn't move anywhere. And he said he was, they were in a liquor store, and they had to sit there and drink the whole time. And then when he got out, Johnson said, let's round up all the young people and send them off to Vietnam. And he said they got sent to Vietnam. But that is, Detroit has such a spot in history in America. And where is it now? What it used to be right after World War II, you know, when Henry Ford got the car business going there in the early 1900s, and then the way it built, and it was just a manufacturer that unreal what happened in Detroit in World War II. I mean, Russia could have never defeated Hitler without the American industrial complex that sent so much to Russia to fight Hitler from the East. And we forget about that. And plus what they made for the American and Allied armies on the Western Front. So I just want to say, when Donald Trump says, "Make America great again," the people of Detroit, the people of Michigan can understand it needs to be what it was. And not only that, it needs to be better than it's ever been. And there's hope now. There's jobs coming back. When people said, "You won't have manufacturing jobs come back," it's happening in Michigan. John James understands why. It's not because of Debbie Stabenow. It's not because of the swamp that's in Washington, D.C. That's the bunch that ran Detroit in the ground. It's time for a change in the state of Michigan. If you know anyone in Michigan, our listeners in Michigan, give John James a chance as a United States Senator. You'll be glad you did. An African-American that knows how to run a business and can rebuild Detroit into the world-class city it deserves to be. I'm telling you, get out and talk to everybody you know if you live in Michigan and tell them John James is worth the vote. Turn it around, Michigan. Hey, yay, Kanye. Wow. Just think what happened if the black vote in Detroit went to John James. It just half of it did. Then Michigan would be on its way to not only being great again, but being the best it's ever been. I'm telling you, folks, there's something going on in this country. If you didn't listen to last week's show, go back and listen to it. And because we explain why more and more African Americans across America are voting Republican. And it's not just Kanye West. We've talked about Kanye West wearing this red Make America Great Again hat and being a friend of Donald Trump. But it's a phenomenon that's going on. People are beginning to think for themselves and not listen to the liberal dribble that's produced what it's done for the last 50 years. That goes back to Einstein's famous quote about what insanity is. It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Stop voting Democrat if you're in these big cities that are falling apart. Think out of the box. Think like Kanye. Be a free thinker. You don't have to think like Kanye, but be a free thinker and listen to people like John James and see if he does not make sense. He makes a lot of sense to me. Now, before we get into the details of what's coming up in the midterm elections, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. You can go look at that on our front page, web page there. There's a book called Bedrock Truth. It's written by Doc Holliday and Dr. Alveda King and also Dr. Alex McFarland. And I know there's a lot of people in Michigan like Dr. Alveda King, and she's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And across the country, she has stood up for the civil rights of the unborn more than anybody I know of. And she has stood up as the true civil rights hero as she is. And of course, her family, one of the most famous families around the world. And Dr. King means so much to so many people who love freedom and overcoming the oppression. And so she teamed up with me and Dr. Alex McFarland put out this book called Bedrock Truths, and you can order that book. Go to my website. If you just click on that book, it should take you to my website, and we'll be glad to get that book out to you if you order that book. And we'd love to send out a copy for you. Hey, it's not too early to get Christmas gifts, so order one of those books for some of your friends for Christmas gifts. Great gift. So check that out, Bedrock Truths with Dr. Ed Holliday, Dr. Alveda King, and Dr. Alex McFarland, talking about the truth our country is founded on and what we need to do to keep those pillars of our founding strong. Now listen, before we get in the second half of the show, talking about the midterm, and we're going to look at the House, the Senate, governor races. And before we do, take a listen to this.
Next Tuesday is Election Day. Next Tuesday, all of you will go to the polls, will stand there in the polling place and make a decision. I think when you make that decision, it might be well if you would ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was? Do you feel security is as safe, that we're as strong as we were 4 years ago? And if you answer all of those questions yes, why then I think your choice is very obvious as to who you will vote for.
Well, that was President Reagan, and then he was ex-governor of California, Reagan. He was a candidate for president, and that one-minute line of reasoning pretty much helped win the presidency for Ronald Reagan. It was like a tie, and Carter may have been ahead a week before the election, but it ended up being a Reagan rout because people were tired of what had been under Jimmy Carter, and they wanted somebody fresh and new. But now it's the opposite of what has happened the last 2 years. Our economy is running on all cylinders, almost. But when you say there's a million more jobs out there than people who are looking for jobs, that's a good thing in America. And people go, oh, we need more immigration. Well, we are getting immigration every year. Illegal immigration does nothing but help tear down wages, especially for our working poor. So what is happening is working. We need more of it. So wherever you are, if in whatever congressional district you are, whoever's running for Senate across this country, listen to what Ronald Reagan said and think, are we better off than you were 2 years ago? Now, the answer is yes. The unemployment is down. Jobs are up. Hope is in the air. And this is just after 2 years. You remember, it was Bill Clinton in the nomination time for President Obama to be renominated. And he said, you can't expect after 4 years for everything to be rosy for Barack Obama. And remember, Mitt Romney came close and really should have beaten Barack Obama. He just was not the candidate for the time. But Bill Clinton said, hey, you can't expect Barack Obama to be able to get everything turned around in 4 years. Listen, Donald Trump is doing this after 2 years. He is hands down winning. You remember I told you at a rally in Mississippi I went to in South Haven, Mississippi last month, when President Trump said the only reason to vote for a Democrat is if you're tired of winning. America is winning in so many places. And that's what is on the line during this midterm election. Like I said, I don't care where you're from, what state you are. Look at your congressional race, your Senate race, and the governor's race. And we need more help for President Trump. And if your candidate is not going to be helping and working with President Trump, then you need to look for the other candidate. It needs to be Republican. And you might say, well, I don't really like my Republican. Hold your nose and vote Republican, because Donald Trump needs help. And this agenda, what he's been able to do in 2 years, it'll come to a complete stop if the House is taken over by the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi becomes the Speaker of the House. It will completely stop. So that's where we got to look at these at midterm elections. Where do we stand with the House? Well, if you listen to all the polling, and it seems like the Democrats are drawing up putting the drapes ready for Nancy Pelosi to be the next Speaker of the House. in the United States House of Representatives. They believe, all the pundits, the same pundits have said that Hillary Clinton was going to win, but they are saying that it looks as if the Republicans will be defeated, meaning there'll be more Democrats than Republicans elected in the House, and therefore Nancy Pelosi will be the next Speaker of the House. Is that true? We don't know. I can tell you this, if all the people who wanted Donald Trump to come in and drain the swamp, all the people who got out and voted for Donald Trump and made him president of the United States, if they really care about his agenda, if they really care about draining the swamp, if they really care about the future and what direction this country is going, they have to get out and vote again, even though Donald Trump's name is not on the ballot. There's always several million less voters. In fact, it's 10 to 20 million, sometimes 20 to 30 million people less to vote in the midterm elections than vote in the presidential election. So who can get the most people out to vote? Is it the radical left, the mob mentality? If you watch the news, you think, well, they're going to win it. And that's that again, that's what happened in 2016. All the polling, everybody had everybody believing that Hillary Clinton was going to win hands down, and she didn't. So can the Trump effect carry over in a midterm election when his name is not on any ballot? It depends on those people who voted for him. Will they come out and vote? If they come out and vote again, yes. Then at that point, that the Republicans could keep the House. And this is one of the things that we have to look at when we talk about all the races. The House is hard to figure out because congressional districts, you know, usually represent around 650,000 citizens, and they divide these up every census 10 years. And so there's a redistricting. So there's changing lines. And right now, the way it looks is that the ones that Republicans have, a lot of the what they call the swing districts, it looks like the Democrats have the upswing. They feel like they got enough to win the House. The thing is that people have not voted yet. And there is more wind blowing behind the Republicans' backs. And some of the swing districts, even in the state of Arkansas, which is a red state, well, they got a district that's very, they feel like the Democrats could switch over from Republican to Democrat. In the southern Illinois, there's a district there in the south end of Illinois that the Republicans have held reliably, but now it's in danger of going Democrat. And in Minnesota, this is could be the key. And that's one reason President Trump went to Minnesota. There's two or three districts that are Democrat that are leaning Republican. And this could help maybe stave off the complete wipeout of Republicans. When I say complete wipeout, I mean there's 23 seats that have to change hands. 23 seats. The Democrats must take 23 red seats and make them blue. They believe they can get 30 to 40. If you listen to the news media, some of them are really get giddy, think they could get 40 seats. And that would, of course, give Nancy Pelosi a pretty good little majority in the House. But if it's 23 seats, whew, it's going to be real close there. So what we're saying is the House is in play, especially because of California. There's several red districts now that are very much in play, being switched to the Democrats. And in Florida, got a couple. And there's some in Texas. And, of course, Arizona, New Mexico, there's... in New York, there's all these single districts. It's not like a whole state, so it's hard to wrap your hands around it. And actually, it's tougher for polling. And so some of the polls can be wrong. This is the bottom line when it comes to the House. It needs to be made a national election. People need to stand up with Donald Trump and ask the Trump voters to come out en masse and show the posters wrong and say, We do like unemployment going down. We do like jobs being made. We do like our nation being respected in the world again. We want to continue what's going on by putting someone in Congress, someone in the Senate that's going to help Donald Trump. So that's right now. You ask, well, where is it? What is it right now? Well, basically, you know, there's 236 Republicans. There's 193 Democrats. Right now, there's six vacancies. You know, out of 435, there's six vacancies that will be filled one way or the other. And well, what's going on? So again, that's why the Democrats have to have 23 victories over what they have right now. And the polling shows they have got over 23 if everything was to be voted today. But that's the polling. It's not the American people. So if you think your vote doesn't count, you're wrong. You got to get, even if you think there's no way you got such a blue district, even if you're in Nancy Pelosi's district, don't fail to get out and vote and go help. I mean, we can pray for miracles. Some miracles are going to happen. It's going to be something to see what happens on election night. But the rule of thumb is, by all the gurus that said that Donald Trump was going to lose in 2016, they say the Republicans will lose the House. Now, the Senate is a little bit of a different story, because they were hoping that the Democrats could take up the seat, take over the U.S. Senate, and there's still a possibility it can do. We got 2 weeks to go. But there's what happened after the Kavanaugh hearings, and y'all were listening to that. We had our show on that, but it fired up the Republican base. So in the polling, again, the same polls that said Trump's going to win, they can be off on this. But they said that Ted Cruz was in danger in Texas. I never thought he really was, but he's worked hard, and there's been debates. And the thing is, his opponent has spent, get this, his opponent has spent about $40 million. There's been $40 million spent on his behalf, maybe not all his. And it looks like he's going to lose. And he's not going to share that with any of his other people running, because I think he wants to say, well, it's happened before in American history where somebody was a congressional, and he's been in Congress, but he's running for Senate, and he gets beat, but he's in the debate with an incumbent senator. Who did that before? Oh, Abraham Lincoln. So he's going to say, I'm going to throw my hat in for presidency. Since the people of Texas aren't smart enough to elect me, I think I'm going to run for president. But that's a future. That's just thinking on that. But that he's making a big splash, and the media love him because they call him Kennedy-esque, like John Kennedy. He's got a face for television. He appeals to young people. But the thing is, what are his politics? Socialist, just socialist. So that the Senate race, because of Texas and because of North Dakota, that's where there's a Democrat now, Heitkamp, and she is in trouble. It looks like she will probably lose that seat. Montana is a toss-up because Tester's there, and Donald Trump really wants to get him as a part of the revenge of politics. But you remember, Trump had nominated doctor there in the White House to help run the VA, but Tester brought out these accusations and pretty much had him withdraw his name before anybody could ever find any facts on it. And it really ticked off President Trump. And so I think you may see him back in Montana again, because he does not want Tester to win. And right now, Tester's ahead in the polls by 3 or 4 percentage points. And we just don't know what will happen in Montana. But I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot on Trump's part to make sure that Tester does not win. There are some other places that the Democrats were hoping in Tennessee they might. And then for a while, the Democrat candidate there, former Governor Breslin, was ahead. But now it looks like the Republican, Marsha Blackburn, is pulled ahead in the polling again after the Kavanaugh hearing. So the Senate looks much better. There's two or three noteworthy things that the Democrats expect to win New Jersey. It's a very blue, blue state. But they got such a drain, the swamp, that really the guy is so swampy, Menendez, and he's had charges filed against him. It was a hung jury anyway. They decided not to try to put him again in trial. But Menendez is somebody really needs to go. And his opponent, Republican, has made hundreds of millions of dollars in the private sector. And so he's pouring in some money. And really, it would be absolutely wonderful for Donald Trump, if Menendez could get knocked off in New Jersey. So the Republicans look to maybe pick up one or two seats. Hey, it's 51-49 now, so picking up one or two is not going to help them a lot, but it'll help them in the 2020 time, the more places they can pick up. But the Senate looks better and better right now for the Republicans. It's not over. Like I said, the polling could be the wrong. It could be going toward Democrats. But let me finish up the governor's race. The Republicans have been fully in charge of governors in the past few years. But right now, the governors, that is a toss-up who will be winning when it comes to the governors. We don't know right now, but it looks like the Democrats will pick up several governor's races. They always say, oh, it's a big thing about the presidential race, but it's I don't know if it makes as big a deal, because we will have the census coming up in 2020. Whoever's governor, yeah, it can definitely affect that and affect running for president, who's in charge. So we'll see. The Republicans right now have the polls have it 23 Republicans, 19 Democrats, and 8 toss-up states. That's a lot that they can't figure out. So again, will Donald Trump's voters come out and vote Republican, even though they may have to hold their nose? They may not like the Republican Party. Trump brought out a lot of people who are not Republicans, some Democrats voting for Donald Trump. Will they help Donald Trump by voting Republican? That's what we'll see on election night. What I'm saying is, if you are better off than you were 2 years ago, if you see your children and grandchildren having jobs where they weren't as many job offers, if you have people in college that you know and love, and they're getting job opportunities, why would you want to slow that down and take it back where it used to be? Keep America moving forward. If you have to hold your nose, hold your nose, but vote Republican for the House and Senate, because that's what Doc Holliday is encouraging, to keep America moving in the right direction. How about that? It's getting close to midterm elections. We have a lot to kick in next week, so listen to us. We'll see you then. God bless you. God bless America.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Bedrock Truths, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen, or visit docholliday.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.